This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. As we come to an end of the dua that we've been discussing for the past several khatiras, we're going to do a recap, inshallah ta'ala. We're going to wrap it up, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So do you still guys remember what was exactly the sahabi who came to the Prophet was asking for? He came to the Prophet, he had some questions that he needed help with. Do you guys still remember those two questions that he asked to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Anybody still remember? Come on guys, we've been discussing this for the past several khatiras. He came to the Prophet and he told the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, yes, he said, I have very overwhelming feelings that's affecting myself in a daily basis. And what was his second concern? Yeah, he said that I'm in debt. I have a lot of debts to pay off. And he told the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, please help me. I need an advice on how to, you know, take care of those two things, two items. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave him a beautiful dua to recite on every single day, three times in the morning and three times in the evening. He said to him, say this dua and Allah will pay off your debts, and Allah will give you, you know, mental health and takes all of these negative thoughts away from your mind. What was this dua? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, listen, say, I seek refuge in Allah from the following. Number one, he said, sadness, hazan. And then he says, also seek Allah's refuge. Seek refuge in Allah from worries. So sadness, hazan, and ham, worries. Now why these two things? Just I want you to pay attention to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words that he has been choosing, because he was very precise with the words that he's choosing. He told him, the first two things I want you to take care of, your issues of the past, because it looks to me that you are a prisoner of your past. Your problem is not your present. Your problem is your past. You're still thinking about your past, and you're very worried about your future. So the Prophet told him, listen, I want you to capture those thoughts and turn those thoughts into dua. Every single time you think of those negative thoughts, turn those negative thoughts into dua immediately. Subhanallah. Is this the solution? Absolutely yes. If you think that your anxiety and depression is holding you back from doing your daily activities, then you definitely need to seek help. But while you're seeking help, you still are required to make dua. Dua is still essential part of the process. What dua does? Well, non-Muslims and Muslims should seek help. This Allah's sunnah. Allah's sunnah in this universe. Everybody puts an effort, gets a result. But as Muslimin, we have a privilege. What is this privilege? It's the dua. Every time we make dua, we make the process faster. Allah gives you also guidance. Meaning what? You're working on a plan for your company. You're putting the effort and somebody else making the same effort. You're making dua for Allah to make it easy on you. Sometimes you just get this thought across your mind that you weren't thinking about, but just that thought, you know, came to your mind. That's because of your dua that you're making. You're searching for a righteous spouse. You're putting the effort, but you're also making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make this process faster and more efficient and see and gives you hidayah. Beautiful aspect of dua. So yes, at a certain point you need to seek help. But at the same time, never underestimate the power of dua as one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's weapons that He gave it to us. One of beautiful tools that we have you know, it doesn't require anything but using your tongue to recite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek whatever you want. Now, he gave him the first thing was Alham al-Hazan, worries of the future, sadness of the past. Even the worries of the future, subhanAllah. Ash-shaytan ya'idukum al-faqr. Allah has said it in the Quran. Ash-shaytan wants you to be worried about your future. Wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. So what is Allah's approach here? Wallahu ya'idukum minhu wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratun minhu wa fadla. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allah is promising you goodness, maghfira in the after, in the hereafter, and rahma and fadl in this life. And the shaitan is promising me and you worries and ugly destiny. You're not going to be able to pay off your debts. You're not going to be able to find the righteous woman and righteous man. You're not going to be able to find the job that you're looking for. All of those promises that the shaitan is making on a daily basis to make me and you, you know, not able to function in life. So again, Alham wal-Hazan. And then he said, Al-Ajiz. Also seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's strength. Seek strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because al-ajiz is the feeling of not being able, don't have the power to do anything. And then he said also al-kasal. Seek Allah's help to give you motivation. Sometimes we have that power, but we don't have the desire to do certain things. So ask Allah to give you that motivation to be able to actually get up and do some work that's needed. So again, Alham wal Hazan, Al Ajiz wal Kasal. And then he said, Wa min al Jubn. And we spoke about this last khatir. Al Jubn is the cowardice, is the crippling fear that shackles you, that paralyzes you, that make you unable to function in life properly. Fear that takes over, that overcome you. Allah is asking me and you to seek His help with overcoming that crippling fear. And then he said, "Wal-bukhl, wal-bukhl." Al-bukhl is being stingy. And you may wonder, like, what is this has to do with the previous steps? Because it looks like there are two different approaches now. Well, the Prophet is telling this man, once you do all of this and you apply it and Allah makes it easy on you and gives you, don't be stingy now. Don't be stingy when Allah has given you so much wealth and has given you so many blessings that Allah has showered you with. Now, don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. In other words, don't be cheap. And being cheap is not only with money, even though money is a big aspect of it. The people of Qarun went to Qarun and told him, "Ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk." Allah has made you the richest man in the earth. Allah has been very generous with you. Therefore, you need to be very generous with people. But it's not limited to only money. It's also, some people are cheap with their emotions. Stingy with their emotions. They don't show gratitude to their family members. They don't show gratitude to the people around them, to their co-workers. Listen, people will remember you through those beautiful words and emotions that you have been showing to them in a time where they really needed the most. SubhanAllah, right now just came to mind Dr. Sulman Haq. Do you remember anything but goodness about him? Why is that? He was never stingy. He gave out of not only his money, but his time, his emotions. He can sit down with a little child and talk to him about being healthy and about healthy lifestyle, and still people remember him for that. So Allah has blessed you. Demonstrate that through shukr. Demonstrate that through showing gratitude. How you show gratitude? You give. Give out of your time, give out of your money, and be generous when it comes to your emotions. Now, the end of the dua, we said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. We spoke about this. Al-ajizi wal-kasal. We spoke about that. Wa min al-jubni wal-bukhl. And then finally he said, min ghalabati al-dayni wa qahri al-rijal. If you think about it, the last part talks about basically being able to pay off your debts. So you may wonder why the Prophet is mentioning this towards the end of the dua. Well, you will never be able to achieve that unless you go through all of those steps. Subhanallah. You need to follow those steps that the Prophet has mentioned in order for me and you to have better mental health and to be able to financially, you know, pay off all of our finances and our debts. He mentioned this towards the end, as if he's telling you, don't rush through the process. Don't rush through the process. You need to do all of this first, and then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with His rahmah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and make us among those who apply this beautiful dua, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. Let's repeat this dua together, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma inni, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi والحزن ومن العجز والكسل ومن الجبن والبخل ومن غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال آمين آمين رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته